Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
What age did you learn to drive at? And how difficult is it to do in later life? Because journalist June Shannon is with me here on the programme today. And June, I was reading your article in the Irish Times. So you got your driver's licence at 54 and a half, to be precise. Is that right?
That's right, Andrea. Yeah, thanks. How are you?
Good, not too bad. So what was your experience, June?
So, yeah, I mean, I, like everyone else, I suppose I started to learn in my like early 20s. It was a manual car and I got very anxious and nervous. I would kind of get nervy. The nerves got to me on the day of my first test a long time ago. I failed it. And then I kind of just gave up. I didn't bother anymore because I didn't have to. Lots of time I lived in Dublin. I had the Dart.
You didn't need to.
I didn't need to drive in Dublin. I also have married the most patient man in the world who basically drove me everywhere.
Yeah.
But 3 years ago then I moved from Dublin to Limerick for kind of quality of life reasons, really. And I love Limerick. It's just less hectic than Dublin and not as expensive, etc. So the people are fab as well in Limerick. But suddenly I realised that in Limerick there is unfortunately not really great public transport system. So you have to drive everywhere. There's no really other options. So I saw my poor husband struggling. He was driving to GA matches, to gymnastics, to school runs, to parties, shopping. He was doing it all. So I decided just like I'd try one more time. But this time I took an automatic. I did it in automatic and that was a game changer.
Yeah, made a huge difference. I imagine even from just, you know, doing the lessons as well, June, it was probably totally different.
Yeah, I mean, it was just because the lessons were with a guy called Jerry Doyle in Limerick, who's just so patient. But like, so his car was automatic. I took them in an automatic car. Also, like, you don't have to worry as much about changing gears or cutting out at roundabouts, things that would in the past made me really flustered and just forget everything I knew and wanting to abandon the car at the roundabout. Like, you know, so not having to think about that stuff. It was easier. The car goes and stops and that's it, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend the automatic, and the lessons were in the automatic car as well.
What about the test and actually, you know, even building up the, you know, the idea of going back to resit the test again and you know, at this stage in life, did you have any fear about that or were you apprehensive about it?
I was very nervous about the test itself, but like having spoken to people, like, you know, speaking to, for example, different instructors and my instructor and even the lady at the test centre, you know, she said like there's been she sees people a lot older than me. I was delighted doing their test for the first time, kind of sadly widows who would never have driven before and their husbands would do all the driving, and then suddenly sadly they've lost their husbands and they're kind of forced to learn, and a lot of people returning are to Ireland from America. So lots of different age groups, you know, you imagine it's always a 17-year-old, but no, there's a cohort. I was so anxious, I forgot, I didn't know how to open the window of the car. I just got into a complete spin. So I just had to take a deep breath again. And the instructor was so nice and so calming and really helpful. So lots of deep breaths going around. And I did take a lot of lessons. So I had to... And that helped a lot of lessons, and especially taking the lessons in the L learner car with the big, massive plastic L. Because one thing that really, you know, kind of gets my nerves really bad is if anyone beeps at you or gives out to you on the road kind of aggressively. If you're a learner, that is awful. It's really bad.
It's
so if someone beeps at you, you just stop and your mind goes blank and you just stop. And you can't do anything. You can't drive.
I wonder as well, June, you know, even learning to drive on the roads in Limerick versus Dublin in terms of the volume of traffic, traffic lights, you know, like when I think back to learning to drive in Ballyshannon, I don't know how many years ago now, like I can't imagine how different that must be learning to drive in Dublin.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I did it in Dublin just as a learner, but a long, long time ago. But Limerick is very busy as well. It's a lot of traffic. You know, it's a very busy area. Loads of roundabouts, and the roundabouts were the one thing I couldn't get. So I went around nearly every roundabout in Limerick during my lessons, you know, literally driving out in circles. But yeah, it was I kind of got there. You just, part of you, as you're older, you see the dangers, you see the problems, you're definitely more anxious. And it's been shown as well that, you know, women in particular, particular age, the menopause, you can make you in general more anxious about things. So, you know, it didn't help, but I got there and I was just determined.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to help my husband with the load and also for my own independence. You know, moving to Limerick, I didn't know very many people here.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to be able to kind of go and meet people on my own was a huge thing, you know, and not having to rely on lifts or taxis and stuff. So, yeah, no, it's great. And if anyone else is thinking of doing it, I'd definitely say recommend it because it gives you a great sense of independence.
I was just about to ask you that. What would you say to anyone, you know, tuned in today that has maybe been just putting it on the long finger and you know, maybe making it out to be something even bigger than it is in their mind and just struggling to with the concept of even going back to the lessons, but just do it, June, is it?
Just do it. Now, it's not easy to go back, but once you do, you'll be only delighted with yourself. And we're lucky in Ireland, we've got, like, get a recommendation of a nice test, a nice instructor. Loads of people are going automatic, not just learners now, but like a lot of garages have been telling me that, you know, they're selling loads more automatic cars now. People are changing from manuals to automatic because they're easier. So, you know, go to a well-known and get a recommendation. And it's never too late. And like, don't worry about people who beep you. Like, I just think anyone who beeps a learner should be
Going
to the lesson. Yeah. Because it's just awful, you know, but it happens. So maybe get loads of lessons in the instructor's car. So therefore, people do tend to be kinder to you on the roads if you're in an instructor's car.
Stay with me, June, for a moment. And thanks a million for sharing that. Yeah, thanks for sharing that experience with us, because there's a lot of people I know that'll take some comfort, you know, even from listening to you today. And I can see that here on WhatsApp. We'll get to those in a moment. It's 087 1400 106 is the number. Tara's joining us as well, June. Tara, you're based in Dublin. I think you spoke to us previously, didn't you? Because you'd been waiting the guts of a year to sit your test.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
So, good. So I actually just passed my test at the start of March.
Oh, congratulations. Good stuff.
After having waited since my last test, which was in June of last year, I was told I'd have a 10-week waiting list because I was priority because I just failed a test. And they were like, 10 weeks, you'll get a test. And then I ended up waiting all the way until March.
What, 8-9 months?
Yeah.
To get the retest.
And I had booked my retest the day I failed my test.
Oh, God. So then you probably had to keep up more lessons in between, did you?
Yeah, I had to keep up more lessons. I myself also switched from a manual to automatic because I failed abysmally in the manual test. I got so nervous, so anxious about making sure I was in the same right gear, that, you know, didn't go into reverse accidentally. I didn't kind of do all that sort of stuff. And which made it actually a lot easier, but the waiting was
unbelievable,
like horrendous.
Especially if you were told it'd only be 10 weeks.
Exactly. And then, you know, I'd have my parents who were like, oh, have you heard back? Like, are you going to get is there a test anytime soon? And I was like, I haven't heard back. I'm on the waiting list. I'm just waiting.
And the automatic made a big difference to you, you feel, Tara, resetting the test. Yeah.
Definitely. It allowed me to kind of focus more so on my observations and making sure that, you know, I was watching the road and that I was, you know, more focused. And also helps the nerves too, because I wasn't, you know, so worried about changing my gears.
Well, that's good. And congratulations. Are you doing fine now? Are you out and about? Are you spinning about and driving around more now that you've got the license?
Yeah, definitely. Out and about now.
You're making the most of it. Good stuff. Well, listen, thanks, Tara, for getting back in touch with us. Brenda Bulger is on the line from the Bulger School of Motoring in Kilkenny. Brenda, how difficult is it for people to resit that test, even to learn for the first time that little bit later in life?
It's actually incredibly difficult. And while I was listening to both June and Tara, congratulations to both ladies. June, she's an inspiration. She's pretty much written the playbook now for motivation to go out in later in life. And it is about the freedom and it is about the independence and it is about sharing the burden in particular situations. And when you're coming at it from the instructor's perspective, when you are teaching people who are that bit older, that bit later in life, you have to have a fundamental understanding of how older people learn. Younger people have a tendency to just you know, follow the leader, kind of do what you tell them to do. Whereas older people need to have that understanding. And June had hit the nail on the head, getting a kind, patient driving instructor who understands that, who will tailor the lessons to go at your pace and help and guide you and support you every step of the way is really, really fundamental. Because a lot of people think that they have to do their 12 lessons, they have to stay with the same instructor, and that's not the case. Mm. If you're not enjoying the experience and you don't feel that the aims and objectives of your driving lesson are being met, and you don't feel that it's a comfortable environment, I can't stress enough how important it is to change that environment for yourself, because you should be achieving what you want to achieve, and it also should be an enjoyable experience for you to motivate you to want to come back and do more.
Listener who was listening to June a few moments ago, Brenda, looking for advice on how to deal with the nerves. I'm now in my 50s, resetting my test next month. I'm just trying to find a way to combat the nerves. Any advice, Brenda?
Nerves are a big thing for an awful lot of people, like the anxiety that comes with it, because you don't just prepare physically by going out and having your driving lessons. You also have to prepare yourself mentally. What I would say is, if you're not ready to sit that test physically, don't. In terms of, you know, how to mechanically propel the vehicle, if that's not a subconscious action, you're not ready. If that is a subconscious action and it's just the stress and the anxiety over the test, what I like to do with my students is what I like to call forward planning while they're driving. The RSA refer to it as like reading the road. And you comment on everything you see up ahead of you. Don't watch the car in front of you, watch the car in front of that. So you can anticipate by that car's actions what the car in front of you is going to do. So you can even prepare to react before the car in front of you reacts. You know, if you're driving along the road, just think to yourself, what's my speed? What's my position? If you're using a manual, what gear am I in?
Yeah.
You know, if the tester is speaking to you, it's to give you an instruction. So therefore, your first thought should be, am I comprehending the instruction correctly? If so, it means I need to check my mirrors. It means I need to indicate. It means I need to change my position. I need to slow down. I need to change gear. And if you're focusing your mind on those things, your brain is busy and it's occupied, and it actually pushes down those nerves. And a lot of breathing exercises as well actually are quite good.
That helps, yeah. Listener here talking about rescue remedy. I don't know, June, did you think about anything like that, or is that even
no,
helpful?
Yeah, no, sure, I'd be terrified though. I wouldn't take anything, just, you know, I must say though, like, it's okay to tell your tester you're nervous. So that's what one of my instructors said to me. Just tell them that you're nervous, because he knew I was nervous. So you say it to the tester on the day. And they're actually, my tester, she was a lovely lady and she gets it. She understood I was nervous. So, you know, that helped. So tell
that's
it's okay,
funny, June. I would have thought the opposite, you know, but, and would you agree with that, Brenda? Would you tell the tester you're a little bit nervous?
Oh, absolutely. And I think these days more so than a while ago, they're more in tune to that. They're more aware of the test candidates. And one thing I would add to that as well is maybe a little bit of understanding that when they're in the car with you, they're not supposed to engage in conversation, because that can be a distraction. So the reason that they don't talk to you while you're in the car is because they're just there to observe and they don't want to distract you from the focus of driving. So it's not personal. And I think there's a lot of testers at the moment as well who explain that to the client, and even that puts them at ease.
Listener says, my sister is 30 years of age. She's currently doing her driving test right now. I'm 28. I finally did mine last year, but in Canada, thank God my mother has an automatic car. Our own Katie Gallagher is with me in studio today. What was your experience learning to drive?
Oh, I was lazy with it. I was a late bloomer with driving. I just never really had an interest in it. And I was 18, moved to Dublin, didn't really need to.
Didn't need it.
I did get my learner when I was about 18, because I feel like that was the done thing to do. And it was also an ID that you could lose. You know, it was one of those things. So I just got it because I thought, you know what, I'll have it. Left it on the back burner until about 2 years ago. I was 27. I was at home. I just had a surgery. I was off work for a while. I kind of had money and time to use. And I said, you know what, I'll do it at home. And a lovely new instructor at home, Peter McKenna. Everyone was flying it. Everyone was passing their tests left, right and centre. I thought, now's the time. Did all my lessons, flew by them. I thought I was such a nervous passenger. I thought I'm going to hate this. Yeah. But actually, I kind of found when I was a little bit more in control, I actually was a little bit more calm in a car. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm afraid of the other people on the road. Absolutely. But I was like, maybe I actually can do this. So I booked a test and I was waiting, I think, maybe four and a half months. And I eventually got the call and I was away traveling for 3 months in Asia.
God.
So I missed it. I missed it. And do you know what? It was like, get me while I was hot. Once I missed that, it's been 2 years since. And I haven't touched
it. You've no urge.
Because I moved back to Dublin and I kind of, my focus was on getting set up, getting into a new job.
Yeah.
I didn't have the money or time really to be putting back into it. And then now I have to renew my provisional. I have to do lessons if I'm going to do it in Dublin. I won't be able to do it home again. I'll have to find a new instructor. A lot of them you need to do at least 6 lessons with them to even get booked in. And then I'll be on a test like TAR, or on a list, sorry, for a test like TAR if it's in Dublin for quite a long time. So again, I'm kind of put off, but I would like to do it by 30, but that's next year, so that's not really...
Well, just like our last texter, who's 30 years of age and doing it today. Emma's with us. Emma, you got your test at 33, is that right?
I did, yes. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I got my test late. I actually was living abroad for quite a long time, and then when I moved back, I was 25, and I chose to pay rent rather than buy a car, and I chose somewhere to live that was close to public transport. Then eventually when I decided that I wanted to drive, I did my lessons and I had really bad experiences with the instructors. It made me nervous like that. I wasn't at ease. And then COVID happened, which obviously delayed everything. We're still seeing the effects of the knock-on of COVID. But I moved down the country and I had no choice but to drive. And I actually think June mentioned Ger Troy. I was living down in County Clare. And he was the nicest, most patient instructor. And I actually got my test in Galway. I was waiting more than 10 months. And I just found a cancellation in Galway. And somebody drove me up. And on the morning, I did it and I passed. I was really delighted.
So you hadn't practiced that route at all then?
I hadn't. And I'd also like to say I'm a neurodiverse woman. And I think that actually is a massive thing for women who are neurodivergent that are a little late to bloom.
Okay. So you had no test run of the Galway route. You did it first time round and got it.
Yeah. And do you know what? I think that for me was better that I just read the road as it came up. And I wasn't constantly thinking, oh, there's a roundabout coming up now. I just preempted everything as it came.
Yeah. And so did you say, sorry, was it an automatic or a manual you learned in, Emma?
Sorry, it was a manual. So manual. I'm really proud of that.
Yeah. Do you know, it's funny, and Brenda Bulger is still with us. Emma, thanks a million for getting in touch and congratulations as well on passing the test. The number of people getting in contact about automatic versus manual. So is it easier then?
It is, because you don't have to go through the learning skill of, you know, how the clutch and gears operate in relation to the speeds increasing and decreasing. So all of that thinking is taken out of the equation. And it's, you know, it is stop and go. So all your time is spent on your observations and reactions in terms of the motor functions of what you need to do inside the car. An awful lot of it is eliminated. You're gone from clutching and gears.
But you then have a license to drive an automatic, not a manual, isn't that right?
Correct. Yeah. And if you wanted to change and drive a manual, you would have to go and retake your test in the manual. Yeah. But it's the opposite. If you have the manual, you're covered straight.
You can do both. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Brenda Bulger there from the Bulger School of Motoring in Kilkenny. June, thanks a million for joining us today. Journalist June Shannon there writing about her experience as well in the Irish Times. Tara, our own Katie Gallagher. Emma, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.